Welcome to the Cosmic Mystic Podcast, the space for healers, coaches, and conscious leaders on a mission to elevate collective consciousness. I'm your host, Dani C. Muniz, a former Catholic disciple turned eclectic witch, guiding you through the realms of astrology, spirituality, and the quest to escape the matrix. It's time to unleash the mystic within. Let the transformation begin. To the Cosmic Mystic Podcast. I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever, and it's just been a beautiful few weeks. We are in Aries energy. We have shifted. It is the new year. Happy New Year, my friend. Aries is the start of our zodiacal year. And in this episode, we are going to dive in to Aries, talk about Aries, and just really how to navigate this season, what, you know, the stars, the cosmos are asking of us in opportunities. And this is how I like to look at it, right? Opportunities for us to self-examine, for us to become better versions of ourselves, self-mastery, personal growth, and development. And each season allows us that opportunity, right? Because there is so many in the healing world. Let me just tell you, in the healing world, you are probably in it just as much as I am. In the healing world, there are so many things that we could be working on, right? Amplifying energy, releasing energy. Identifying energy, right? Identifying those beliefs and those thoughts. Somebody who is definitely into that. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are too. So, you know, each season gives us like a focus. That's how I like to look at it. It's like a focus of where we can focus our growth, where we can focus our self-mastery. And the beautiful thing with this is that each season, as we navigate each season, there's also specific things that are for us. And so for me, right, Aries energy is in my third house. So for me, Aries season is all about communication, how I'm thinking, how I am processing information. This is often a time where I am like wanting to learn new things and I take action on it. And so this is also a time where I tend to want to share more and talk more, and I can definitely fall into some of the, let's say, ideas of Aries, especially the ones that are, you know, a little bit not so pleasant. Mars, who you'll find out in a second, is who rules Aries, the planet Mars. And so my Mars is in Aries. And my love says all the time, he's like, where's that Mars in Aries energy? And I'm like, it's in my communication. It is definitely, and I can be very abrupt. I can be very to the point. I can be very impulsive in how I want to respond to the things. And I have learned how to kind of, you know, hold back a little bit and know when it's appropriate. But I've been feeling this past week of like wanting to share impulsively. So working on that. It's great awareness, right? Great awareness to know like, okay, Dani, you don't need to say that. That's something you can keep to yourself. If you need to express it, write it in a journal or do it in a voice note or do some breath work. So let's dive in with our check-in, because you know I love to start each episode with our check-in. And so let's do our check-in. But before I do our check-in, let's just take a few moments. This is a practice. You might have heard this if you've listened to some of the previous episodes that I learned, oh God, probably over a month now, that I have been doing on a regular basis, pretty much every single day, or at least some point in the day I've done this exercise. And sometimes I take longer with it, and sometimes it's pretty quick. But this is a practice that I learned. It's a daily somatic practice. And I'm currently in practitioner training to become a somatic breathwork facilitator. I'm so excited, my friend. We started last week, so we're in week two. And I'm just loving every bit of it. I had to miss a little bit of yesterday's or this week's class because of prior, commitments. But oh my goodness, I'm loving it. And I can't wait to share it with my clients. I can't wait to offer breathwork sessions. I already have ideas on all the ways that I can do that. So look out for that coming soon. It's a 12-week program, but I know in some part of that, I'm going to be like, hey, I need some people to practice with. So stay on the lookout for that because that is coming. So this practice is a daily somatic practice that I learned. And I love it because it really is a presencing activity. It really allows us to connect with us, which that's my jam, right? I love to help people connect with their inner guidance system, with their inner knowledge. You know, I'm a projector in human design, and so a lot of the times I am reflecting back to people what they're sharing with me, what they're, you know, what's already within them, you know, and just reflecting that back to them and helping them, you know, find their own answers because they know, right? Everybody, I believe that everybody has the knowledge and intelligence within them. We just somehow got disconnected from it, right? With the way our world is. And, you know, I want to help you get back to it. So this practice really helps you do that. And so we're going to walk through this practice and then we're going to do our check-in questions because I think it's so important to identify what's going on with you. So if you can, you can close your eyes with me. If you're driving, please don't do that. but if you're walking or you're doing the dishes, just take a moment if you can, just like stop that. If you're folding the laundry, just sit, close your eyes for just a moment. If you're driving, you can still do this. You don't have to close your eyes. So if you are, it is easier, I find, for me especially, to do this internally, like closing my eyes and going internal, because there's so much stimuli in the external world. My love, years ago, so funny, I have to say this really quick. Years ago, this is where I really identified how out of like alignment I was, and I didn't even know. But years ago, when we were first dating, actually, one of our, I think it was probably within our first month of dating, we went to a Dodgers game, a Dodgers baseball game. It was at Dodger Stadium in California, in LA. And we're there and I'm sitting there and I had been to a number of Dodger games before this period, right? So it wasn't like this was a new thing for me. I had been to a number of games. One of my good friends was like a total Dodgers fan, still is to this day, I believe. Shout out Jennifer Espinosa. And so we're there, and for like, I didn't even notice this, my friend. I didn't even notice, but he pointed out to me that I, like, for one, couldn't really sit still, although I was sitting still, but my energy was not still. I was looking at everything, the people in, you know, the lower seats below me, the field, the people across, the people walking down the aisles, right? Like the people selling the food and the people behind us and just like everywhere. And so like my eyes are going everywhere. And it was so hard for me to just focus on that present moment. And so for me, it's really hard to go inside and really find out what is going on within me if I'm have my eyes open. And so this is one of the reasons why I close my eyes, and I recommend it to people. It just helps me like shut out the external, that external stimuli, and come in to me. And so it's really funny when my love finds me doing this, he'll do this like little thing that kind of like reminds me that like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm all over the place. I need to hone my energy in. And so I'm going to invite you to do that with me right now. So if you are ready, go ahead and close your eyes. And let's just take some nice deep breaths in through our nose and out through the mouth. In and out. In and out. Go ahead and continue doing that. Nice and easy. And I want you to bring your awareness to your physical body. And we're going to notice or bring into our awareness with curiosity, my friend, with curiosity, the physical sensations that you are feeling within, around, on your body. And you might presence this with, I am noticing the cool air on my forehead. I am noticing the discomfort in my lower back. I am noticing the little rumbles in my belly. What are you noticing, my friend? And then moving that awareness to the emotions. What emotions are present right now? And again, no story here. No, oh, it's because I slept wrong or it's because this happened. We're just going to give the emotion, the feeling, space. And we're going to give it awareness, right? We're going to bring it, going to put it in the spotlight for a second. What is the emotion or emotions that are present for you right now in this moment? And you might presence that with, I am feeling, I am feeling excitement. I'm feeling some frustration. I'm feeling this little bit of overwhelm wanting to come over the top here. And I'm feeling a little tired. What are you feeling, my friend? Now we're going to bring our awareness into the mind and the story that is playing, that is looping, and just bringing awareness with curiosity again. And no judgment, and no trying to explain why that story is true or not true. We're just going to notice the story. What story is looping, is playing in your mind? You might presence that with the story that is playing in my mind is. The story that's playing in my mind right now is I am too busy. I need a break. I am too busy. I need a break. What is it for you? Now, as you notice this, you know, what your physical sensations are in the body, what the feelings are that are present right now, and the story that is looping, we're going to take just a moment here and identify how these are connected. How are these connected? How might they be connected? I know for me, when, you know, this lower pain that I'm feeling in my back, immediately my story is, it's like, oh, you slept wrong, or it's because you've been sitting at your desk, right? But what it really is I'm feeling, right? Because if I go into my feelings, it's that frustration that I have too much on my plate, right? And that goes with the story that is playing in my mind. So this lower pain is frustrating me because I'm not able to take time to give it attention, right? To go get a massage or to do some like rest. And so we can see, right, the frustration, why that frustration is coming in. I do have a trip planned this coming weekend, so I'm going to get away. And so that's where that excitement is coming in. It's like, oh, okay, I can relax a little bit, right? I'm going to be, there's going to be a pool and a hot tub and like, oh, that'll feel so good on my back, right? So there's this excitement there. And so I can see how these are all connected, right? How the physical sensations in my body, how my feelings, and how the story that is playing in my mind is all connected. And this is giving me really good insight, right? Because maybe I know this, maybe I don't. I hadn't really connected until this moment the pain in my back to the frustration. And now I have that awareness, right? So, my friend, this is our daily practice. And so the last piece of this is, you know, what is it that you desire? So what is behind this? So, you know, I kind of already said it, but for me, it's, I'm really feeling like I need a break. I'm really feeling like there's a whole lot that is going on, and I'm feeling like I'm trying to catch up all the time. And with that, that's, you know, no break. And so, but my desire is like, I just need a break. And I did. I went camping for the solar eclipse, which was awesome and great and relaxing and so good to unplug. And I think I also needed some more. And so we're going to get a little bit more this week, which is good. And I have some trips planned. So that's good. And it all goes back to my word of the year this year, which is simplify. And I am seeing how things are playing in my world, in my reality, that are causing me to really, really simplify. And so I want to move into our weekly check-in. I hope you enjoyed that daily practice. I did. I really needed it. Let me just say, I hope you needed it too. It was just a few moments, right? Didn't take a half hour or an hour or 2 hours. It was probably, I don't know, maybe less than 7 minutes or so, maybe a little bit longer. But it is so, right? I got that really good insight about myself just by doing that. And I hope you did too. And so if we move into the questions now, and this is why I like to do this practice before I dive into these questions, because I have different awareness, right? When I say now, like, how am I feeling? Well, now I know exactly how I'm feeling, right? I am feeling overwhelmed, right? I'm feeling a little tired. I am feeling, and I know why, and I know how all these things are related. So we're going to move on to our second question, which is, what are you celebrating? And so I'm going to ask you, just as much as I'm going to ask myself right now, what am I celebrating? And as I thought about this, I was like, oh, there's so much that I'm celebrating, even though there's all of this, right? And these emotions that I just kind of like went through and feeling the overwhelm and the frustration and the need to take a break and all of that. But yet there's so much that I'm celebrating right now. I am celebrating, you know, taking a trip this weekend, and actually I'm going to be in, we're going to Las Vegas for the week, but we're going to take a quick detour down to California for just the day, to see my love's daughter. Her birthday is next week and we haven't seen her in a long time. And so I'm celebrating that. I'm celebrating being able to connect with her. I'm also celebrating that we're going to head over to the beaches in California because, man, have I missed them. So I'm celebrating that, like things that are going to happen, right? But then there's things that well, there's a couple more that are going to happen, but there's some things that are coming to completion right now. And I'm celebrating those. And that is cosmic alignment. This was a 60-day journey that I led some ladies through, and it's coming to an end. We actually had a bonus week this week. And so I'm celebrating that. I'm celebrating the completion of that and all that that brought forward for the ladies that were part of that. I'm also celebrating a new workshop series that I'm doing in person. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I haven't done like an in-person workshop in years. Oh, probably 2019 is probably the last. Actually, yeah, maybe 2018 even. Maybe 2019 was the last time I did like an in-person event. And I know I did do one in 2020, but it wasn't like more educational. It was more of like a fun thing. But like an actual like workshop, we're doing all the things and it's in person here locally. I'm so excited. So if you are in, Texas in Hill Country, if you are near or around, Austin or San Antonio, we're doing a beautiful 4-part series workshop called Embrace the Goddess Within. I am so excited for that workshop. There's going to be so much goodness that comes out of that. All the things, we're going to be in sisterhood, in circle. We're going to be doing some journaling and just to bring some self-awareness. And we're doing it around love, trust, wisdom, and flow. So we're going to be activating the energy of love, trust, wisdom, and flow. And my good friend, Victoria Sexton from Fortuna Cucina, has made some amazing tea blends for that workshop. So I am celebrating that this workshop is coming in. And I'm just excited to do it in person. It's just so, so much fun doing things in person. And then what else? What else am I celebrating? I am celebrating, oh man, some new awareness in how I want to simplify things for myself in my business, some new direction that I want to take, which also means I have to close some things down, which is a little sad. And I kind of don't want to do it. And I'm kind of dragging my feet with it, but I know needs to kind of, it's not going away forever. It's like it needs to rest for a minute. And so I'm going to have to close one of my favorite things down, and it's okay. It's okay. Cause something beautiful is going to come out of that. And I know that, but it's just going to be asleep for a bit. It's just going to rest and then we're going to bring it back. But I do have some things that are going to be coming up. I'm working on a astrology course that I've run before. I'm ramping that up a bit. And so I'm excited to be launching that pretty soon. And so, you know, there's really cool things coming. I can't wait for them to come. So I have so much to celebrate, right? And then the final question is, how did I take action? Because we are in Aries season and Aries is all about action. So how did I take action? And I'm going to ask you the same question. How did you take action? How were you in action? And we're going to say towards our goals, towards who we want to be, towards the things that we are calling in our life. So where are you with that, my friend? For me, I am going to say around social media. So I am somebody who is very inconsistent with social media. I have always pretty much been inconsistent as a business owner, as an entrepreneur with social media. Even in my, like, I don't personally use social media. I don't. I never have. I mean, even with MySpace back in the day, I used to like make it, but I never like put emphasis in it. Like, I never wanted, it wasn't something that, you know, I know people, like, there's people that love social media. I've never been that person. And so it's always been a struggle for me to be consistent with like posting and doing things. And so one of my favorite mentors that I met a long time ago when I first started my business was Alex Beeden. And she started this membership called the Spotlight Society. And it's all about helping you be more consistent with Instagram in particular, and getting that like at a place that feels really good to post and consistently post and be strategic about it, right? Not just post to post, but be very strategic in how you're doing things, so you're not just wasting your time, because that's what I was feeling, right? I was feeling like I'm wasting my time. Why do I want to do this, right? Although I love connecting with people and sharing things and I love all that, it just felt like such a burden. And so she has been helping me really look at it differently and embrace it differently. And so I have like a really good plan that I've created to post, and like excited about doing those posts. And I started posting this past week again, and it feels really good. So that's how I am in action. That's how I've been in action, is like I'm taking the information that I'm learning, because it's so easy to learn and not take action. So I'm excited to take action. Thank you, Aries season. All right. That is our check-in, my friend. I want to hear from you. We took a long time doing that. I'm really sorry. But it felt like it was like needed. I don't know. I felt like it had been a while and I needed to like catch y'all up. So let's talk about, let's dive in. Oh, wait, before your check-in, head on over to Instagram, to Cosmic Mystic Podcast over on Instagram. You'll see a post about our weekly check-in. Let me know your check-in down in the comments. There are check-in questions are, what, how, my friend, are you ready to meet the goddess within you? I am so excited, because within each of us lies an untapped potential waiting to be unleashed. And that is why I have created this brand new 4-part workshop series that kicks off in May, right here in the beautiful hill country of Texas. My friend, I am excited to meet in person with you for sisterhood. We are coming into ceremony. We are coming into sisterhood. This is not just a workshop, my friend. This is a movement towards self-love, healing, and empowerment. And I can't wait for you to be a part of this community who is ready to embrace change, cultivate inner peace, and manifest your dreams. My friend, we've got tea, we've got crystals, we've got breath work, meditation, and some healing and activation with the four goddesses, a goddess of love, wisdom, trust, and flow. My friend, we kick off on May 2nd. Grab your ticket. If you are here locally, we'll be meeting Thursday nights for 2 hours to connect in sisterhood. Look, you'll want to go and visit thepeaceteacher.com/goddess. That is thepeaceteacher.com/goddess to save your seat. All right, back to the show. How are you feeling? What are you celebrating? And how were you in action this past week? All right, let's dive into Aries. So as I said at the beginning of this, Aries is the beginning of the zodiac. It is the very start. It is the energy of action, action, action. The element for Aries is fire. And so it is roaring, right? It is explosive. It is massive. It is hot. It is that energy or that feeling of bravery, of power, of being direct, very, very independent, very assertive, very like warrior status, right? Fearless, headstrong, passionate. It's a word that comes up a lot with Aries, is they're very passionate in what they love, right? Or what they're doing. They're very passionate. The planet that rules this is Mars, as I said. And so Mars is fiery, right? Mars is, he's like ready to go to battle. He's ready to go to war. He's ready to fight, right? He's ready. He's driven. He's motivated. And so all of this energy here is very present during Aries season. So we might see some aggressiveness. We might see some bluntness, maybe even a little pushy. Inconsistency is big with Aries. They are starters. They're not finishers. They're like, get things going. They love to be the first with stuff, right? There could be some domineering energy here. The one thing, though, that I love about Aries, and which I'm always like, yes, is number one, it helps me get into action. It helps me start. It helps me start moving things. But the second is that it is about itself. It puts self first. And for somebody who is a recovering people pleaser, I have had to learn to put me first, to honor me, to and not feel selfish about that. Because a lot of the words that come with Aries is like they're self-centered and they're selfish. Very similar to Leo, right? Oh, they're so self-centered. It's not that they're self-centered. Well, no, let me take it back. They are self-centered. They are all about self, which, my friends, we sometimes are not about self. I've been diving into this idea for years now of consciously selfish. I choose to be consciously selfish. And sometimes people don't understand that, right? They're like, oh, you're being selfish, or oh, you're being this, right? You might have heard that. Taking care of you is never selfish. Now, some people might not understand that. It might not fit into their criteria. It might not fit into what they need. You might be triggering something in them because they don't feel that they can take care of themselves. But taking care of you, I'm sorry, is never a bad thing. Never a bad thing. Now, can we go about it in an aggressive way? Can we go around about it in a blunt way, in a pushy way, in a domineering way? Absolutely, my friend. But taking care of you is never selfish. So this quality here is what's called cardinal. There's three kind of qualities or modalities within the zodiac. And cardinal is the beginning. It's the starter. It's the initiative energy. So as I said earlier, it's about starting things. It's not about finishing things. We are not going to look at finishing. We're going to get things going, which for many of us, we need. We need the energy of like, let's get this going. Let's get this moving. And so that's what Aries is here to help us do. It's here to help us get things going, get things moving. Its keyword is I do. This is action. I do this. I do that. I am in action. Now, for those of you that are into tarot, the card for Aries is the Emperor. So I just want you to think of the Emperor. Think of him sitting there on his throne, right? With his metal gear, right? He is in charge. He is powerful. He has been on the battlefield. He knows what it's like. He knows how to put things out there. And so we have that opportunity to use this energy this season. So a couple of things that we can look at with Aries, so from a personal development, self-mastery, kind of innovative, introspective idea is, how are you taking care of you, right? How are you honoring you? Now, its opposite is Libra, which we're going to talk about in a second because we're going to talk about our full moon in Libra coming up. But Aries is about self, independence, being the first, right? That challenge, challenger, or wanting a challenge type energy, where Libra is about balance and harmony and togetherness and supporting, right, one another. And Aries is not, no. Aries is like, I gotta take care of me. I need to go, 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 go. So how are you, right? How are you honoring you? And how are you putting yourself in action? What are you motivated by right now? What is motivating your actions? Because our actions are always based on our motivation. If I'm motivated, and I want you to hear this, if I'm motivated to stay in the same place that I've been for years, then I will take action that is motivated by that. If I'm motivated to get out, and my motivation has gotten to the point where I can't no longer take it, then I will do something. We are motivated sometimes by the pain and sometimes by the pleasure. Which are you? Which are you more motivated by? Are you more motivated by the pain of this thing? So let's look at weight, because weight's an easy one, right? We can all kind of relate to that. If I am wanting to lose weight and the pain, let's say there's pain in my body. Let's say I can no longer get off the couch. Maybe it's so hard for me to get off the couch, or maybe the pain is I can't, you know, go play outside with my kids and I'm so tired of that. Or maybe my clothes no longer fit. Maybe my big clothes, my nice larger clothes, maybe they just don't fit anymore. And I'm frustrated because I can't breathe in my clothes anymore. If that's the pain, right? I'm so done with this pain that I'm motivated to do something. Now, there's other of us who are more motivated by pleasure. Meaning, I desire, like, whatever the desire is, to, you know, play with my kids, right, outside, that same desire, but coming from a place of like, I can't wait to play with my kids. I'm so excited to play with my kids outside. That is what's driving us. Maybe it's running a marathon, and that is what's, like, that pleasure of completing something, of going through the training, although some of you may say that's pain, but it's the idea of like, oh, I completed this thing, and that maybe that's what drives you. I know my love is driven more by pain. When he is struggling with something and he knows he doesn't want to do that anymore, it has to be pain for him. And so even the words that are said to him, it has to be like in a painful way. It has to be like, you know, really motivating for him. Is like the wording is kind of like very degrading, but that drives him. Me, that would knock me down and like put me in a ball and want to cry, right? Like, that does not work for me. It has to be motivating energy for me. So that's something to pay attention to, because that's what's driving us. So this is a really good time to look at that and look at it in different ways in your life. And you might be able to see what that actually is for you. Because how we do one thing is how we do everything. All right. So that is our Aries energy. And those are kind of like the two main things. Look at how you are honoring self. And then also, how are you motivated? And what is your motivation into whatever it is that you're doing right now? Because I can tell you, whatever's motivating you is, like, if you can really hone in on that and see what that motivation is, good or bad, remember, nothing, everything is black and white here. There's no good, there's no bad. There are polarity, but nothing is good or bad. It's just the energy that we want to put attention into, or the perspective we want to choose. So if we're looking at it from this standpoint, right? Okay, so the second thing I want to talk about today is this full moon that we have coming up. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because this energy that I'm telling you right now, like this is, right, look at this for yourself, look at where your motivation is, look at how you're taking care of yourself, right, and putting you first, because this full moon is in Libra, which is the opposite of Aries, where Aries is independent and fearless and really wanting to do its own thing and be the first, right? Libra is like seeking the balance and the harmony and the flow, right, of relation, of partnership. And so there's this pull between self and partnership. Seeking support versus doing it yourself. Staying embodied versus getting swept away. And so this full moon is bringing that into our light here. And our full moon, just so you know, takes place on April 23rd, 6:48 p.m. Central Time. And so this is, you know, in the evening, and it really is giving us this opportunity to see, how am I acting or reacting in this energy, this duality of self and other? Every single Aries season, I love it because we get this opportunity to look at, how am I honoring self and how am I honoring other? Where am I at? Now, for me, what I've noticed in the past is the staying embodied with self, right? Versus getting swept away in other people, getting swept away in other things, getting swept away in social media in general, right? Versus the second one would be doing it myself. I got this. I can do it. I'm a strong girl. Versus I need some support. I need some help. I need some guidance. I need somebody who's done this already to support me, right? To pull some stuff out of me that I cannot see, right? That's what coaching, that's what healers do. So this full moon, we also have this aspect to Pluto. So it's making a square to Pluto. And with this energy that's coming in is, how are we controlling things? Where are we controlling things? Where are we controlling self? Where are we controlling other? Where are we allowing control? Some of us try to control all the things and then we get frustrated because it's not going to the way that we would like. Trust me, Danny is also a recovering control freak. I used to control everything. Let me be clear. I used to control everything because I felt if I didn't, my world would shatter. And then it did. And I was so scared because my world completely shattered. And I didn't know what to do. And I had to realize that I had no control. But what I did have was self. And through self, I could do anything. Because it didn't matter. Did not matter what the outside world was doing. Did not matter what other people thought. Did not matter. It mattered. Self mattered. So my friend, this season is such a beautiful opportunity. Now, if you want to learn more about the zodiac, if you want to learn more about some of the transits that we're having this month, my friend, I'm gonna recommend you go and download the Aries guidebook. So every season I put out a guidebook for each zodiac. And so the Aries season guidebook is available, and it's a guidebook for introspection. Everything in this guidebook is 100% focused on helping you dive deeper into that specific zodiac sign and that energy. And so it starts with talking all about the Aries season or the Aries zodiac, a lot of what I shared here. It dives into some more ideas as well, but definitely there's a lot of really good information in there. And then it goes into the season, the actual season of like current transits that are happening in this particular season and things to look out for. And then in this particular guide, because we are still in Mercury retrograde, yes, my friend, we are still in Mercury retrograde. It does have information all about Mercury retrograde, and it even has a really beautiful introspection ritual that you can do, which is really great to just bring in some awareness about what Mercury, right? Mercury retrograde is bringing up for you. And we did an episode on Mercury retrograde, so you definitely want to check that out as well. And then a couple other things in this guidebook is there is a chakra alignment. So every zodiac is associated with a certain chakra. And so this season is the solar plexus. And so it gives us some information about that chakra, some crystals that you can work with during this season, as well as three different rituals that you can do to align your solar plexus during the Aries season. And then my probably my one of my most favorites, because I'm an introspection girl, is there's journal prompts with an affirmation or mantra for every single week. So every week we have a journal prompt that you can dive into these ideas around Aries to get some more insight into what's going on with you, my friend. So I am so excited. I put this out every single month. I put a lot of work into it, let me just say. So I highly recommend grabbing it. You can get it at thepeaceteacher.com/guidebook. That's thepeaceteacher.com/guidebook. You'll also see that down in our show notes as well. All right, my friend, this wraps up our episode of the Cosmic Mystic Podcast, all about Aries energy and our upcoming full moon in Libra. My friend, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have enjoyed anything, whether it's this episode or another episode or any part of an episode, please go do me a favor and rate and review the podcast. Anywhere that you're listening would be fantastic, whether that's Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, where else? Apple, any of the places that you listen to podcasts, please do me a huge favor. It would mean so much to me if you would rate and review so I know that you're enjoying this and I'm not just here talking to myself. All right, my friend, have a beautiful, beautiful day. Have a beautiful week. Happy full moon. And we'll see you in our next episode. Bye. Oh, remember, keep shining your unique light.